This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Dog, do you remember that the movie Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau? Going way back.
Oh, that was years ago. After the, they were a baseball team.
Right, they were a kids' youth baseball team, and I remember when it came out. I think it was in the 1970s, and, you know, cussing kids. I mean, it was like foul-mouthed stuff going on, Walter Matthau drinking beer, throwing while the kids are, I mean, icing their arms down. It was crazy time when anything went at that time. And I just think about one of the things that there was their cheer, you know, what does it mean? Bad news for the Yankees, you know, the Bad News Bears, bad news for whoever. I just remember that as I'm thinking about this opening story here on the Robert C.I. Bell Show today. And it relates to the skepducks, or the septics, as you like to call it. Folks, the septics are the skepducks or the skeptics. They're self-proclaimed skeptics, but they're not true skeptics. Skeptics have an open mind, but they question. They dig deep into the scientific realms, and those things that they don't understand, they don't dismiss outright. They say, well, we got no explanation for it. But skeptics, self-proclaimed, declare if they don't like it, it's completely bunk. If it has no sense whatsoever to them, like in terms of energy. Energy is not real to them. It's not real to them, because homeopathy, that's kookery, quackery, whatever the name is they call it. You know, the reality, of course, the origin of the word quack or quackery, quicksilver, mercury. The use of mercury by medicine, practitioners of allopathic medicine, makes you crazy, the Mad Hatter. And they've adopted that word and used it against anybody, including medical doctors, who happen to use substances from creation, natural substances, minerals, might even do something that I still consider invasive and allopathic, albeit legitimate in terms of detoxification of heavy metals, like intravenous chelation. And they'll use that term quack on those doctors, like they did for chiropractors and naturopaths. And, of course, this all originated long before the Flexner Report of 1910. And if you're not sure about that, read Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, and you'll see early on what that was. It was an established preordained commission report paid for by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations to establish a medical curricula that would teach exclusively pathology, disease, and the response to pathology, which would be pharmaceutical drugs, patent medicines made from oil. I'm not kidding you. That's the history. You didn't know. They're not teaching. They don't even tell you in medical school, despite the fact that all the medical school curriculum is based on that. So if you don't do patent oil-based medicine, you're not doing real medicine. And of course, if the medicine is unable to kill you, like in homeopathic medicine, it's not real. The only way you know a medicine is real is if you take it and you die. Super Don, am I exaggerating? They have said that. The only legitimate medicine is medicine that can kill you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if it doesn't kill you, then it's not real.
Then it's not real. Right, exactly.
Right. Yes.
And, of course, modern medicine, iatrogenic deaths, the third. Number three on the World Health Organization list as well. Oh, by the way, I believe homeopathy might be number two. Two or three. Way up there. As far as use, as worldwide as a system of medicine. And that of course, upsets the skeptics, the septics. And today we're going to upset them more. Because number one on the list, which we've known about for years at WHO, is herbalism. And I think that includes traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. Y'all ever heard of it? If you're using acupuncture, your acupuncturist might also do TCM. No, that's not transcendental meditation. TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. And what happened today that's got the septics all in a row? Having a hissy fit, getting their panties in a bunch. What's going on, Super Don? Is it that the World Health Organization, one that they perceive to be their own, right? Which means that they are pharmaceutically conflicted. They're all for big pharma and not for anything else. They came out and endorsed traditional Chinese medicine. Yeah, I know. Everybody, sigh, take a deep breath. Listen, this is good news. This is actually good news. And anything that upsets the septics? I can't say it, Super Don. What should I be calling
you? You can say skeptics. I didn't mean
you made it confusing for me.
You've been so used to saying one thing, now you're all...
Right, I know. The World Health Organization endorses traditional Chinese medicine. And guess what? In this article at Forbes, by a fellow skeptic, it's too late, Super Don. I'm lost to those words now. You've ruined me. All right. Yes. Steven Salzberg, the contributing writer. And by the way, at the end of this article, it's funny how he wants you to know he is the Bloomberg Distinguished Professor of Biomedical Engineering, computers. And then it's not enough that he said it. They say it again. Steven Salzberg. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, couldn't you let them say it once? No.
That's a red flag, my friend, of the majority of skeptics that I've looked at and read about, is mm-hmm. they wear their resume. I think it's tattooed on their forehead usually.
Yeah.
Because they want to make sure that you know, everything that they've done, every school they've gone to, every degree that they've gotten, every honor they've gotten.
Lead with your ego. They're all about their fellow man. Yeah, as they prevent you from trying something that won't kill you because it's not legitimate. Well, listen, an herb can kill you if you take too much. It's true. We acknowledge that. But then they'll say, all right, we'll give an herb occasionally a credit for doing something, especially if we can isolate one component from it and make it into a drug. Then we'll go, hey, thank you, herb. And then they'll go off and poison the patient. Now, the argument against traditional Chinese medicine, which has been, by the way, going on for 5,000 years. 5,000 years! You think somebody would have figured out, like the skeptics, that it doesn't work, right? How many things would last 5,000 years if it didn't work? Especially if you could control the media, right? Because what happened with modern medicine in the 20th century, when they erased history of, by the way, go to a Civil War museum in America, in the South, look in the field kits of the soldiers. This is in the 19th century. What kind of remedies were in their kits? I'm waiting. Homeopathic medicines. And it's like it didn't exist. If you read the history books, unless you read the real medical texts that haven't been erased and rewritten and revised to eliminate history, you'll learn about the rich tradition in modern America of herbal medicine, homeopathic medicine, plant-based medicine, eclectic medicine, naturopathic medicine, early 20th century. Homeopathic medicine, I mentioned. So they're very upset that the World Health Organization has the audacity to say, hey, TCM has some value. Of course, it's been used by millions of people worldwide for thousands of years. But, of course, that is a logical fallacy, Robert. That is your appeal to antiquity. Just because it's been around for a long time doesn't make it real. It's like, well, most everything else that hasn't worked, after a while it's found out and people discard it. Maybe generations later they'll try to bring it back and it doesn't work again and it's discarded again. TCM doesn't have that history. Now, my concern for traditional Chinese medicine is that in China, the pollution is so bad that the remedies you might be getting here in America made in China might not be all that it used to be. Now, there is one point of agreement that, Super Don, I know it's going to shock you, that I have with this skeptic about TCM. Although he's exaggerating just a bit for effect. I'm not a big fan of slaughtering rhinos for their horns, because that's a medicine, virility and things.
Uh-huh.
Or slaughtering tigers, and you know, that they'll take parts of tigers. You eat the tiger parts, and you're supposed to be or, I don't know, some bird, the booby bird or whatever it is that he mentioned. Now, he says this is going to cause the extinction of these animals. And I'm thinking, Chinese medicine's been around for 5,000 years. And they haven't, these animals that are part of that system have not gone extinct yet. And there have been animals that have gone extinct in that time. I'm thinking, yeah, I think the argument's a little bit weak. Again, this is not me endorsing slaughtering these animals for parts used to make Chinese medicine. I think there are other things we can do for those things. In fact, I know there are. But in terms of your argument, if that's your strongest argument you got, you're not even arguing against efficacy. Because you acknowledge some of those medicines actually work. And then you just want them changed into a toxic drug for your big pharma minions to benefit from. Anyway, Super D, I don't know what more to make of this other than the skeptics show their colors when they make an argument so weak against something so steeped in tradition thousands of years. Again, I don't know what other logical fallacies they'll call out of my presentation here, but you can throw some out too.
Well, I think it's interesting that this is not the first time I've seen a skeptic go after alternative medicine by suddenly becoming a member of Greenpeace in the article, wanting to save the whales or doing the commercial for saving the dogs like you see on the TV with the sad music. There is actually a second logical fallacy going on here. It's called a fallacy of composition, which is where you say that something is true of the whole from the fact that it's true of some part of the whole. So you got, in this case, he's going after traditional Chinese medicine, saying traditional Chinese medicine is going to kill all the rhinos. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not an expert on traditional Chinese medicine, but yeah. I'm guessing there's probably maybe one or two other remedies other than rhino horn
there
in
are
traditional Chinese medicine.
Thousands
right?
of remedies. You pick on three, right? Because you don't like. And at the same time, you remember when one of the skeptics complained about acupuncture, how devastating it is.
Our buddy Orak. Yes, there was a trial that was done. I think it was like on hamsters or rats or something, and it was for acupuncture. And he went on and on about, oh, that rat was tortured because they were doing acupuncture on the rat. Yeah. And I'm thinking, what about the rats, the lab rats that you are probably in favor of that are getting tumors and they have two heads, and so those are okay.
It's awful. Yeah,
the rat that they put an acupuncture needle in. Oh, the torture. Oh, the humanity.
I don't know that anybody's been killed by an acupuncture needle. I think it's some of the Quentin Tarantino kung fu movies. I guess you could put one in just right and they'll stop their heart or something.
Right, paralyze them. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, y'all, we got a lot of healing to go today. We got advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar a little later in the show. Questions about thinning hair. Anybody losing their hair? We might talk about it as well as more gastrointestinal and the phony, fake, fraudulent HIV test.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
At the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. On 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, YouTube, as long as we can. Also, Real Dive Video. Super Don's cutting some up and putting them up there, like our interview with J.B. Handley about his new book, How to End the Autism Epidemic. I hope you have gotten yours. If not, please order it. There's just never-before-seen information about this, behind the scenes, what the doctors actually know. Those that are behind the vaccines, what they actually are forced to admit. Stunning and shocking. Y'all go out and get that. J.B. Handley, of course, he's affiliated with Generation Rescue. You know, Jenny McCarthy's done a lot of good work there. And, of course, there's where the skeptics as well attack a beautiful, intelligent woman like the name Jenny McCarthy. She's a smart, smart girl. I interviewed her years ago at Autism One. She's, you know, in order to be a comedian, a really good comedian, you have to have a great deal of intelligence. I don't know if you know that. In order to play dumb convincingly, you've got to be smart. And she is very smart on that front. So go check it out. Generation Rescue doing some good work as well. All right. With that, let's maybe go to... I don't even know where this question is, but let's play the theme and I'll find it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. The question of the day is coming from, let's see, Chad. Oh, Chad submitted the first one. Okay. Chad, here we go. Chad says, hi, Robert. My 13-year-old daughter is noticing her hair thinning. 13 years of age. My daughter's 13. That's not good. Thinning hair. She has no medical conditions that we are aware of, and we do not have her on any medications. Are there any vitamins or minerals that you would recommend for hair growth? Thanks, Chad. Well, a 13-year-old, obviously a young girl entering into puberty at a certain point within a, give or take a few years nowadays, you never know, you've got a huge endocrine need. That endocrine need has to be supported. How is it supported? By minerals.
selenium, iodine, thyroid, big time. But selenium is really key. And if you're not supplementing, your kids, yes, your kids. My kids take the 50 microgram tablets of innate response selenium. And they'll take multiple times a day. I mean, the kids, I try to get them on at least 200 micrograms a day. When you're an adult, that's your bare minimum. I want you on 400, really, or more if you need it. Iodine as well plays a role in the glands. There's another thing. If these children don't have adequate fat in their diets, I said that, fat. We are such a fat-phobic country that girls, if they have this unrealistic expectation about body, they say, oh, I can't eat any fat. Like, obviously, I want them to eat good quality fat, but if it's butter and ghee from animal sources, it's got to be, you know, pasture-raised, clean animals. If it's coconut oil, that's pretty easy to get. That's really good fat, and it's saturated. We talk about omega-3 essential fatty acids. Of course. But those things are really critical as well. Now, the key mineral, beyond what I've already mentioned, in terms of hair, skin, hair, nails, you ladies, you already know this. Silicon, or silica. And, you know, I talked to my buddy Ricky. I was mentioning it on the break. He was my boxing buddy back in Florida. And he says his daughter was having some skeletal and neurological issues related to pain. Silica is the key mineral for all connective tissue, skeletal, musculoskeletal, connective tissue, vascular, and brain and nervous system. But most times you see silica sold in the beauty section, the health and beauty section of a health food store. Here, have some silica. It'll help your skin, your hair, and your nails. But that's the least important of all of those things in terms of functionality. Well, you don't do well without skin, I agree. But skin, hair, nails, and connective tissue of any kind. So, you get her on the silica challenge. If you suspect that she's deficient in silicon, which most people are because it's been ripped out of the soils, it's not in the food as much, just like selenium isn't either. And the silicon challenge is 3 tablets, 4 times a day. At 13, if you're the size of an adult, my 13-year-old is taller than my wife. My wife's not very tall. That's not saying a lot, but she is. My wife is now the smallest person in the family. But silicon today is a mineral that is overlooked, and if you have a deficiency, it can manifest as skeletal issues, neurological issues, vascular issues, and the hair, the thinning of the hair. But I suspect an endocrine issue, selenium and iodine as well. So, Chad, I hope that's helpful to you. Super Don, do you have anything to add to that before we go to break?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty much covers it. So hopefully,
You never ran into that
issue? No, I personally haven't, no.
Okay. By the way, Ayurvedic medicine, which is even older than Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, like 6,000, 7,000 years, they have beautiful formulations. I think I have maybe I'll bring it on one of the breaks and I'll show you a hair tonic that you can use topically. And that it like, I was going gray years ago on the side here. It's not a hair color, but it slowed it. Let me just say it slowed it down. Yeah, my hair's thinning a little. But hey, half century in, not bad, right? Right? All right, give me some love. I need a hug. All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing and more questions of the day next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
Alright, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will hold a vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also said today on the floor,
the ranking Democrat on the committee first heard from Dr. Ford on July the 30th. Did our colleague alert the chairman so the committee could do due diligence in a confidential way consistent with Dr. Ford's wishes? No, she did not. Did she discreetly raise the issue with Judge Kavanaugh during her private meeting with him on August the 20th? She didn't do that either.
The White House did authorize the FBI to expand their investigation into anyone who it feels is necessary regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump is on the road again doing one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
That's a good one. Do you want my love?
Yes, I want it.
All right, folks, we got a lot of healing to go, as always. Into our second day of our broadcast week. Yes, we start on Sundays and heard around the world through the internet, through many, many needs that are played. Also streaming live through YouTube while we can. Some of the stuff goes up on real.video, thanks to Mike Adams, a health ranger. He's got a few good articles built up around our interviews, including one with J.B. Handley, I believe, as well as the flu scare, right? The Mecca flu we did a couple of weeks back. Good article going up there. So check that out. I don't know, Super Don, if you ever blast those out, but by all means, it's a fun way to get more information out. And people that don't know about the Robert Scott Bell Show tune in and go, I never heard anybody say that. And either run like hell or they go, yeah, I want more of that. never sure which.
Run like hell, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
They could. Yeah.
They could. Yeah, I look scary and intimidating, right? Some people I might look like a zombie, I guess, if they're from the planet GMO. That would be one reason.
Maybe so you didn't shave for a month.
Oh, that you've seen me do that.
It looks like a 5 o'clock shadow on most men. I'm like, what's wrong with my hormones? I just was made to look young. I don't know. So, this is from Katie. Hi, Robert. I recently stumbled on your aloe silver protocol. You know, when they say that, you think literally, oh, I tripped over your aloe protocol. Oh, man, I skinned my knee. Now you can put the silver and aloe on your knee. That's okay. It'll help you there, too, because it's about epithelial tissue regeneration. So, Katie says she'd really love to try it. I've had rapidly increasing GI problems over the past 6 months that I'm trying to address as my husband and I would like to start trying to conceive next year. Hide the kids. They want to have kids. Okay? Are you sure you're ready for this? And I will say this. You know, when I counsel people before they get married, my most critical thing is not that you're on the same, let's say, religious page, although that would be good, but that you're on the same page when it comes to vaccines. Because if one of you is not really understanding how dangerous those are, how ineffectual, how harmful they are, that they do cause autism, that's going to be the source of a horrible relationship breakdown and perhaps a divorce. And even if it's a subtle thing where you think it can be utilized in divorce in an irrational situation against the one parent who says, you know what, I don't want to poison my children that way. So be careful like that. So make sure, Katie, you and your husband are on the same page there. Then, okay, then you can have a baby. So she says, I eat very clean. Grass-fed meats, organic produce, properly prepared grains, etc. But I seem to be forming intolerances quickly. I react very poorly to probiotics currently. You guys seen that? Have you ever heard that? We've talked about this before, Super D, where people will take probiotics. They're like, oh, man, it makes me feel worse. I don't want to take any probiotics.
Initially, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And this, to me, now, it could be that you're getting your probiotics from Squalmart. That's possible. But quite honestly, most probiotics are made by like three companies. People don't know that. Very few make their own in unique, real unique ways. So when we have an imbalanced terrain, right, you have villi in the gut. You have tightly packed cells. These are epithelial cells. They protect you. It's your barrier. It's your earth suit from the inside. It protects the outside world from getting in, except that which is broken down by the microbiome, enzymes, etc. And then that will be absorbed appropriately. When you have leaky gut due to antibiotics, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, plasticizers, GMOs, heavy metals, etc., you have destruction, not only an inflammation in leaky gut, but you wipe out the villi. The grass that grew there, the plants that grew there, the trees that grew, they're gone. Now there's no place for the microbiome to repopulate, reestablish itself. So you end up having opportunistic infections, battles going on. You put good guys in, bad guys in. It's like, what the heck's going on down there? It's a battle all the time. Rumble, rumble, rumble. So the silver aloe protocol is different because it goes down there and it'll eradicate the dysbiosis, yes. But more importantly, it'll help to reduce the tissue inflammation and then regrow the villi, restore integrity of the epithelial lining. This is what happens when you apply silver on your skin if you have a burn. This is why in hospitals around the world, guess what? Silver, you skep ducks, silver is used in hospitals as a first line of defense or offense. It's a standard of care topically. Now, they'll use a form of silver that's much less pure than, let's see, well, I have some here. Y'all have seen this. Much less pure what they use in modern medicine. But this is so pure, I'm spraying it in my eyes right now just because I want to. Ah, it feels good. So what the silver does is it downregulates tissue inflammation. It upregulates regeneration of healthy new tissue while eradicating dysbiosis and infection. So then you can then begin, if you did this three times a day, the silver with the aloe together on an empty stomach, like I've described in Unlock the Power to Heal, you will cleanse, but you will heal. And then you will replenish at night the probiotics. Now, hopefully you get a good quality probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's. Innate Response has an excellent flora product. And there are others. But you got to find out what works best for you. But the key is heal the tissue within. Now, in addition to the probiotics and the silver and the aloe, there are adjuncts I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal, including the lower GI or probiotic restoration homeopathic formula from Dr. King's. That's a great adjunct to address the metabolism or the life forms going on down there homeopathically. No, I'm not apologizing to septics. You can have a conniption fit elsewhere. But yes, that's a key part of this. Silica. We talked about silica for connective tissue. Great. How about CanGest? Alta that makes the silica, they make a product called CanGest. It's a powder, big tub, put a level teaspoon in warm water. Really warm water, activate it, drink it down 3, maybe 4 times a day. At night, if you get that fourth one, you'll accelerate healing of the gut, the liver, the gallbladder, the intestines, you name it. Brilliant. So we have a way to deal with this. And in the book, the chapter on the subject is The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. So a lot of times the battle going on will be replaced by a welcome wagon or a welcome sign. Hello, hey, probiotics, come on in. Party on. We got it going on. We're better. Come on in, repopulate, resituate. So there may be discomfort getting there to repopulate, but with this protocol, program, you should have less of that concern. Start slowly, build up as you're able to tolerate it. So as Katie said, she tried different ones already, and she gets sometimes diarrhea, sometimes constipation. This is the flip-flop. The body's going, what do we do here? We're not. We go here, we dump it out. No, no, hold on to it, dump it out. And it's like it's trying to figure this thing out. And nobody's given the stuff that the body needs to heal itself. And that's what we do here with this. So to answer about should you push through the side effects of the probiotics? No, go at your own pace. Go at the pace you're comfortable with. But if you do what I've just told you, it'll be a different response. Your body will be more accepting to it. How do you know when to stop the protocol? 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks and done. Stop when you feel better. If you start backsliding, go on it again for a little bit longer. But I've never had to go beyond a solid 8 weeks for anybody in the worst case scenario. Okay? All right, Katie, that was a great question. Really detailed. I love it. Now we got another one. This is for, all the way from Dubai. Super Don. We got listeners in Dubai.
Wow.
How'd that happen? Now I've been to Dubai, so maybe somebody listened since they met me then years ago. This is Mike from Dubai. He says, hi, Robert, I'm a big fan of yours, and I have been listening to some of your shows about HIV testing. I've also started the aloe and colloidal silver protocol. Wow, another silver aloe aficionado out there in Dubai. Good. And my acid reflux has decreased a lot. I'm also convinced that HIV tests are a fraud. Good job, Mike from Dubai. You're on to something there. However, one issue still escapes me. How come a lot of gay people test positive, whatever that is, compared to not gay people? Thanks, I appreciate you're probably a busy guy, but if you could, please help with that, I would appreciate it. All right, Mike. It's a fair question, isn't it, Super Don? I mean, I think that's a reasonable question. You're like, absolutely. Oh, okay, but why that, right? All right, but your first, you got it, is that the HIV is a fraud, the test. Why? Well, because it's nonspecific cross-reactive. Cross-reactive to 120 different things. 100% of people would test positive to an HIV test if they don't dilute their blood. Significantly dilute their blood. 100%. That means everybody triggers a positive response on these HIV tests. 100%. So they dilute your blood. And then they get this, well, it might be, it might not be. I'm not sure. Here, can you answer this questionnaire? You know, one of the questions is, are you heterosexual or are you homosexual? Right? Are you married? Are you single and date? They ask you about your sex life, basically. And if you're gay with multiple partners, that indeterminate HIV test that says, it might be, it might not. Oh, you're gay? Oh, then it's definitely, you're definitely HIV positive. If you're a rich white housewife from Beverly Hills, no, it's not. That's a false positive, right? Oh, you're black, African American, and you're a single mother, and you live in the projects? Oh. Well, no, it's definitely positive. You have HIV, right? So it's a non-starter for me. All of the people that get tested positive, largely because of the questionnaire asking, are you gay or straight? Now, this doesn't preclude lifestyle issues that are unique to that community. Not everybody. It's just like any community. There are outliers. There's this. But if you live a life of, can I say debauchery, or is that too much of a judgment?
That's kind of judgy.
Okay. So you're, what would be the right politically correct thing to say?
Landmines everywhere. Yes.
Let's say you have a lot of sexual partners and you do things that are maybe not all the most hygienic and you end up with sexually transmitted infections or STDs as we used to know them. You're going to be treated with what consistently? Antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic. Now, that alone is enough to destroy your immune system and create who knows how many inflammatory cascades that may trigger a positive on the HIV test because it's 120 things and counting, including a flu shot, a vaccine. You recently had a cold. You'll test positive. That's right. To what, though? It's nonspecific and cross-reactive. Nobody knows what it really is testing for. So if it is indicative of something, because a lot of gay people test positive, I have to take it out of that collectivist mindset and go, all right, in this instance, let's talk about what your lifestyle is like. Right? Have you been on numerous antibiotics? Also, are you on immunosuppressing recreational drugs like amyl nitrate, which was a big part of the gay scene back in the 70s and 80s that preceded this, that was an immunosuppressant. And if you create absolute destruction to the epithelial lining of your gastrointestinal tract, anywhere in it, you're going to be vulnerable to all kinds of bacteria, virus, fungal diseases, and immune collapse. You don't need a retrovirus that has never been caught in the act of doing anything. That may have never even been isolated. Yes, your immune system has been destroyed, but you're looking at the wrong thing if you believe it's a retrovirus. There's anything that can kill you when your immune system is destroyed, including a yeast infection. Cancer? That's an immune deficiency issue. Yeah, but they name it AIDS. They lump it in. All the things that were killing people in Africa for hundreds, if not thousands of years, they relabeled it. If you have two of those and you're losing weight, you have AIDS. We don't even need an HIV test for you in Africa. I know it's shocking. House of Numbers, read official stories by my buddy Liam Sheff. You'll get it. Or no, you won't get it because there's nothing to get. But you know what I mean. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Just keep playing some rock and roll, some southern rock and roll. I miss that. Oh, yeah. Leonard Skinner does that to me, Super Don. That's probably politically incorrect, and now I'm racist, xenophobic, sexist, homophobic, all of the phobics. Fear of heights? Is that, are you fear, if you like, no, that wouldn't work. That doesn't make sense.
There's, arachnophobic?
Yeah, well, I guess you don't like tall people. That's it, Robert. You don't like tall people, right? It's such a politically correct culture we live in. That's the zombie apocalypse, too, when they try and control your mind. Oh, you thought something. Ooh. Yeah, it's crazy time out there. Collectivist mindsets. You do not have rights by virtue of your membership in a group. Whether you have more pigment than me, less pigment than me, that's not where you get your rights from. Whatever your sexual orientation is, that's not where you get your rights from. Whether you're male or female, that's not where you get your rights from. By virtue of your birth, you have rights endowed to you by that which created you. And unfortunately, the Democrats believe at this point in time, sorry, got to say it, that government created you. All your rights come from government, and they're not really rights, they're privileges. We can take them away if you think the wrong thing. If you say it wrong. Yep, Orwell is alive and well, is what he said would happen. Or maybe it's more of a Aldous Huxleyan scenario. Anyway, we've got one more segment here. Upcoming events real quick, and we'll do the final segment of this show for this hour anyway. And in the show notes, if you scroll down long far enough, you'll get there, and you'll see upcoming events here in the Dallas, Infectious Disease, the Influence of Clinical Nutrition Outcome. I am going to be presenting with a PhD researcher in silver nanotechnology on silver as a medicine as a supplement. October 12th in Dallas, Texas. Go there. It's linked up in the show notes. In Orlando, October 19th through the 22nd, I'll be presenting on silver there, the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Conference. And then gut health and the use of silver for immune support. That's October 23rd. Peggy's Natural Foods in Stuart, Florida. And then how to have a healthy gut and support your immune system naturally. That's Wednesday, October 24th. My friends, Ricky, you know who you are. South Florida, come see me. Coral Springs, Florida, Toonies. The 24th of October, and keep checking back for more good stuff. Now, finally,
If you're going to a national park, there are a lot of crazy federal rules, absurdities even. A grandfather and a grandson went, I think it was grandsons. Grandpa took his grandkids, all right? It's like Super Don goes to the national park. Bring your grandkids. And you bring something to drink, don't you? You want to keep everybody hydrated. Just so happens that you brew up your own kombucha, Super Don, Grandpa Super Don. You go out to the park, and you're sharing your kombucha. And uh-oh, the park ranger comes up and says, what's in the glass bottle, sir? Am I setting this up right, Super D?
Yes, you are. You are. They were just sitting there. It was the grandpa's 60th birthday.
Come on,
and,
celebrate.
He wanted to spend a nice Sunday with the grandkids, so he brought along some of his homemade kombucha, and they were kind of just hanging out there at the park, and then suddenly this guy comes up,
mm-hmm.
A Chesapeake park ranger.
Yeah.
And he apparently had a problem with what he thought they were drinking.
Right. What did he think it was?
Well, he thought they were all sitting around getting drunk. Grandpa with the two grandsons. He thought the grandpa was contributing to the delinquency of his grandchildren.
Well, it's just booch. It's not. Oh my gosh, these park rangers are so ignorant of this. What kombucha is?
Well, you know, not everybody, I guess, knows what kombucha is. Now, kombucha, it is a fermented beverage.
Yeah.
And after it's been, made. It can contain a small amount of alcohol, usually anywhere from like 0.25 to 2%.
Okay.
Is what you're looking at.
So this park ranger thought that the booch was like a high alcohol drink that he's...
they were all hanging out drinking moonshine or something, right?
Well, we got him on the line, this park ranger, and we recorded it. It was a very brief conversation. He obviously was not a man of many words, and we called him, and this is what he said.
I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit.
It was the Universe Protection Unit.
Yeah.
So
he had delusions of universal grandeur there. That's Space Ranger. He wasn't a park ranger.
Yeah, so he made them pour it out like they do when they when they catch people drinking beer and stuff when they're not supposed to.
Don't make me waste Grandpa's booch. Come on, cool. That is not cool. Buzz Lightyear, you can be better than that. They were not getting a buzz, by the way. Yeah, with a name like Buzz Lightyear, you shouldn't even be worried about people drinking kombucha. Okay, you might need some too. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go after the break. We're going Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bittar, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.